This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about some news out of Savannah, Georgia, which, you know, this could be any town, USA, because there are plenty of places where government bureaucrats have deemed it their job to completely control how you live and the things you can do with what is ostensibly your property. I was actually having a conversation with the local code, one of the local code enforcers I think it was yesterday, where I was talking to him about how, you know, I'm a big property rights guy, and I don't much appreciate the job that you do, dude. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, but he's going around threatening people because they've got a car in their side yard, for instance. He threatened my neighbors about a few weeks ago, and I wrote up a blog post about it at freekeen.com, and he pulled me aside the other day when I was in downtown Keene to talk to me about it. Probably spent about 10 minutes with a guy just chatting on the side of the street about how I don't appreciate the kind of, you know, the kind of work he's doing.
How did it all end up for him?
How did what all end up for him?
Well, I mean,
the conversation?
Yeah, I mean,
it was positive. I mean, he didn't storm off or anything like that. We had a pleasant conversation. I expressed my issues that I have with his particular role in life that he has chosen for himself, and we had a back and forth, and I listened to what he had to say, and I responded what I considered in a courteous as much as possible manner, and I think everything went fine. We shook hands, and everything was okay.
Did he come to any conclusions there at that moment in time? It seems unlikely.
Did he come to what conclusion?
Well, it sounds like you might be right.
Oh, hell no. I mean, he's working for the state. He's getting a government paycheck to do his thing. He claims he's a property rights guy.
Was he able to outmaneuver you as far as his logic goes?
No, I mean, no, not at all. He's just doing his job, you know? Anyway, he claims he's a property rights guy, which was pretty amusing. You've got this code enforcer guy claiming he believes in property rights, but yet that's what he does every day, is violate people's property rights by threatening them with essentially having their houses stolen if they don't do as the people in the calling themselves a city demand. So I thought that was kind of silly.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to express to me how upset he was that I called it threatening. He didn't like that I called what he did threatening on the blog over at freekeen.com, because he doesn't see himself that way. That's not the picture.
He's reading your blog.
Of course he is. They all read the blog, Mark.
They do.
And well, because Keene's not a big place. Okay, Keene is not New York City. There are only about 25,000 people that live here, and there's one local newspaper that is a daily paper. There's one local fish wrapper that is the kind of advertisement heavy the thing that I don't know why anyone reads it, but for whatever reason they're still in business and they're
actually doing
pretty well.
Well, I mean, people want the ads, frankly. I mean, honestly, the coupons are a big reason why people buy newspapers.
Are there coupons in there? I don't even know. Yes. I guess, yeah, they cut the little pack-in things with the inserts and all that. But there's not much news. It's the point I'm trying to make. There's a local news talk station, and that's it. You know, they got the news talk station, you've got the local newspaper, and maybe a little bit on the local cable access channel. Mm-hmm. But there's no local news company outside of any of those. There's no TV news here that doesn't come out of Manchester, which is an hour and a half away. So freekeen.com is one of the only sources that people can go to get what's happening in Keene to some extent, or at least get an opinion about it, or get some original reporting about it. And so people do come, especially the government guys. I mean, these guys are bored to tears at their job all day long.
Well, they'd have to work otherwise.
Right. So why not go and read what the people at Free Keene are saying? But anyway, I bring this all up just to kind of recap what we've been discussing in the end of the last hour, which is this news out of Savannah, where code enforcers are going to be cracking down for the next 30 to 60 days, be handing out warnings against people who are going to be or who are parking in their yard in an illegal manner.
Their own yard.
That's correct. Yeah, in their own yard. Yes, if it were, if I were parking in my neighbor's yard or my neighbor were parking in my yard without an agreement between us, that might be a problem.
We wouldn't be having this discussion.
Yeah. We're talking about your own yard, and one of the city councilors who has made this his bailiwick has said that he says, I think it's great, talking about the crackdown, and I hope it's aggressive. I hope we are aggressive with it, he says, and he wants to take back these neighborhoods. Well, wait a minute. aren't these people, like he says, there's a huge problem with it, which tells me that a lot of people in Savannah believe they should be able to park their cars in their yards. So he means take back a neighborhood in the way that he thinks it should be envisioned, in the way that he thinks a neighborhood should be. But clearly, it's not an unpopular thing to do, otherwise it wouldn't be, you know, a problem, according to this councilman. It'd be like a house here and there, and it'd be no big deal.
I'd like to also, you know, point out that sometimes you need to park your car not in the driveway. For instance, if you've got some kind of classic automobile or an older automobile, and you develop an oil leak. I mean, I had a collector's car, and I was never able to hunt down that oil leak for years, and it was just a lot easier to park it in the garage and put kitty litter under it and change that stuff up once a month than it was to spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to somebody who said, oh yeah, I got it this time. You know, I mean, I couldn't park that thing in the driveway. It'd make a big old mess.
But this guy at least is honest. This city councilor, Tony Thomas, down there in Savannah, at least he's honest. I mean, that's what you're doing. You are going to be aggressive with people. You are aggressive. That's what you do. You are the government people, and that's what government people do. They are aggressive with peaceful people who've never harmed another person. And, Mark, you took a shot at me. You said that my house was the trashiest house in the neighborhood.
You think there's another one that's trashy?
I don't appreciate that. I don't see what's trashy
about having a walk around.
I don't see what's trashy about having chairs on a front porch.
It's a mess.
What is wrong with having chairs on a front porch?
Yeah, they're not arranged in any kind of fashion. They're the kind of chairs that you take to, you know, like a race or something like that. These aren't lawn chairs that are, you know, made of wrought iron and painted all black with, you know, little plastic flowers sitting on the table or anything like that. It's a junk heap. I'm sorry, dude.
That is a terrible thing to say.
I'm sorry. Sometimes the truth hurts,
my friend. A camp chair is junky?
I'm sorry, man. Sometimes the truth hurts. I'm telling you, I skulk in here. I don't like the neighbors to see me walking in this place. It's a pigsty.
Because there's camp chairs on the front
porch? There are paintball shots from 2 years ago when somebody shot
at
your wall. How long were they there?
I don't know. They were there for a little while.
Many, many months.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Somebody shoots a paintball at your house.
Clean up.
They were cleaned up. Let's talk about what's happening now, Mark. You're saying there's a problem with a camp chair being out on somebody's front porch.
No, not a camp chair. A collection of camp chairs.
A variety of different chairs. People like to sit on the front porch. What's wrong with that? I mean, your front porch has to be completely clear, or you can only have a rocking chair made out of a special type of wood? I mean, this is the kind of control freak that you are?
I'm not that kind of control freak. I don't care what. I'm telling you, it's the junkiest house in the neighborhood, and I'm willing to take a walk with you around the several blocks. I mean, I'm willing to say that within a 15-house radius from here, that this is the junkiest house. And
something wrong with the paint job? The paint's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of old.
Paint's fine. It's old. It's an old neighborhood.
Chipping.
It's old. There's plenty of old paint jobs
in New Hampshire. That's true. There are.
If you update the outside
the
of the house, they
of
increase.
Cars, how they're parked.
If you update the outside of your house, they increase your property taxes.
It's true. The non-paved driveways, the garage doors that hang from as though they may fall off at any time.
I bought the house with non-paved driveways.
Well, yeah, that makes it all fair, doesn't it?
Look. Hey, Mark, if you don't like it, you don't have to live here.
I know.
And you don't.
I know. Look, I understand that. We were just talking about
it. I don't think it's trashy to have chairs on your front porch. What's the big deal? It's not like there's garbage. Trashy to me is garbage being left everywhere. There's not garbage around here. 855-453.
I saw a fruit cup laying in the driveway
as
I came in.
Well, pick it up. Oh, there's neighbors with kids around
now
here,
Now I'm your janitor.
There's no neighbors. I don't have any kids on this property. There's neighbors with kids that live around here. Must have been them. So we'll continue here.
Kids eat fruit cups.
We'll take your calls about anything you want. But I have to say that I just don't appreciate these government bureaucrats telling everybody how to live. It's none of your damn business. Leave me alone. Leave my tenants alone. They're not hurting anybody. So what if they got chairs on their front porch? It's comfy.
Yours too.
Yeah, I like having chairs on my front porch. I like being able to sit out and enjoy the outdoors.
When was the last time that happened?
Let's see. Probably
on your
yesterday.
Side?
855-453, you take control. You don't live here, Mark. What the hell do you know?
I'm here many hours a day.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want to 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can grab archives there that go all the way back to late 2006. Go and enjoy freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital money. With bitcoins, you don't have to sign a contract and there's no terms of service you've got to click on. You can download the free software, open source software, and be using it in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world with no fees. There are no chargebacks for business owners either. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. And you should see this video. It's a minute, 44 seconds long. No big amount of time out of your day, but you need to know more about Bitcoins. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash at BitInstant.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Richard listening in Thunder Bay, Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Richard, with Ian and Mark.
Yes, thanks for taking my call tonight.
Richard, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I heard you guys were talking about property rights, so I just wanted to weigh in with some stuff that's happening up here in Canada with regards to property rights.
All right, sure.
Well, I understand that property rights are inherent in the American Constitution by way of the Bill of Rights. However, by the way that you guys were talking, it sounds like the government just consistently violates these rights.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Within the Canadian Constitution, we have what's called the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and it's kind of like our Bill of Rights in a way. It has rights to free speech or freedom of expression and whatnot. But the Canadian Charter completely omits any reference to securing the property rights of its citizens.
They might as well completely omit it, frankly, because it's not like any government respects your property rights anyway.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. But, when you look back into the history of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, this is only a 30-year-old document. If you look back, you'll see that it was crafted by a socialist liberal government at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And by omitting rights to property, what they added was security of the person. So whenever people take things to court and they try and argue for their right to property by way of security of the person by saying, you know, I am secure in my own person by my own property, the court has consistently shut them down and generally ruled in favor of the opposing party of the person, you know, who's challenging this. But today, I just read in the news, actually, it's great that you guys are talking about this because two politicians here in Ontario, one federal and one provincial, they've announced that they're going to be introducing motions in their respective houses to add an amendment to our Constitution to include property rights.
Is it as difficult to get an amendment through? I mean, Canada has a tenth of the population the United States does. Is it as difficult to get an amendment through your process as it is through the United States government's process? Because, I mean, here it's nigh impossible.
It is difficult, but it's not impossible. To amend the Canadian Constitution, you require the consent of 7 out of the 10 provinces that consist of at least 50% of the population. But what they're going to do is take advantage of Section 40, or I believe it's Section 34 of our Constitution, which says that it's okay for a provincial legislature to add a provision to the Constitution that only affects the citizens of that province. An example is that the province of New Brunswick, by way of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, is bilingual. It's absolutely English and French everywhere, and that's within the Constitution. So they want to announce something. They want to amend the Constitution to add this right to property specifically for the province of Ontario in the hopes that the rest of the country would follow suit since everywhere else is bilingual in Canada. However, New Brunswick has this provision that says, you know, everywhere in New Brunswick has to be bilingual. Although for the most part, everything in Canada is bilingual anyways.
A good portion of New Hampshire is, too. I mean, you know, people, French Canadians come across the border. They want to do some shopping, especially in the northern part. People want to be able to serve those folks.
Right. Right, yeah.
Is there actually a portion in the U.S. Constitution that enshrines property rights, or is it just the statement about, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
I don't know. I mean, I think as far as the Bill of Rights goes, there's nothing specifically about property.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
You have the right to protect your person, papers, and effects
from unreasonable search and seizure.
We may not even have that. No, because I'm in a political science class right now. We're going over the whole thing with how our Charter of Rights and Freedoms came to be, and we've been taught that it was modeled after the American Bill of Rights, with the exception of this one main thing, which is with regards to property rights, security of the person.
Maybe it is there, and I don't know. I'm certainly no constitutional scholar. But, Richard, I appreciate the call tonight. Anything else you want to comment on?
Have a good. What's that?
Very good. Well, anything else on your mind?
No, that was it. Just wanted to bring that up and share it with you guys.
Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Jed is on the line listening in Casper, Wyoming. Jed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Jed.
Like, even that last call serves to just say, like, the ridiculous amount of rules and regulations regarding what you can do and what you can't do with your own property. Like, really? I have to listen to all of this kind of ridiculous nonsense to decide if I can put a trailer on my own trailer on my own property?
Yeah,
but yeah, I know. But
yeah, that's what it's like.
What's that?
That's what it's like, you know.
Oh, My thing is, we bought a piece of property up here. I live on the mountain in Casper, Wyoming, and it's nice, you know. Unfortunately, I have, like, the little structure that I live in, we had to put a little sticker on saying Murphy's Shed so that the local, you know, tax police wouldn't come along and say, oh, you built an illegal structure. Because you can have one of their structures, but you can't have one of, you know, your own structures on.
So wait, you can have a shed on your property if you bought it at, like, Home Depot, but you can't build your own?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez,
that's funny.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And this is Wyoming, which is supposedly one of the more free places out
right.
there.
Right, I mean, you know, like, there's 600,000 people in the state that are running around seeing whether or not you have a shed.
A lie, you know?
I'm sorry, say again, Jed?
I said, whatever they told you regarding, like, Wyoming being one of the freer states, it's BS, you know?
Well, I know that Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends podcast lives there in Casper, I think, and he loves it. He thinks it's a really free place. But then again, he says he hardly gets out, so that might explain why.
Yeah, well, the thing I was calling about is because you guys were talking about weird, crazy things that they do on your own property. Like, we live up here on the mountain, and the main house, not the house, the thing that I had to put the shed on, but the main house is like a log cabin. You know, we built it out of logs, and we don't have any insulation or anything like that. But it's a nice place. We have a wood stove in it. It works year-round. We plow the road year-round, blah, blah, blah. But we bought this place downtown in this place called North Casper, which is generally known as, like, the not-very-good side of Casper,
okay.
Which in reality, it's fine. There's just, like,
right.
There's black people that live there. Oh, my God.
What?
You know?
I mean, I suppose that one could say that, you know, there are more urban areas, but, yeah, I guess I get what you're saying.
You're saying there are some people that say that about the area because they might have bigotry?
Yeah, that was pretty much the gist of it.
Gotcha.
Sounded a little weird.
The thing is that we thought we would buy this lot. There's no house on it. There's a person that lives next to it, person that lives the other side of it. One of them is a trailer. The other one is kind of a house thing.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them are, like, great pieces of property. And what we would like, since we own so much wood up on the mountain, is we would like to build a log home there, you know? Like, we would like to use the wood lumber that we have here.
Right.
Except that the city says that we can't do that because it's without code, and we need an $18,000 concrete pad and all this crazy stuff. Because what if the person that buys it after us, you know, might not get warm enough or whatever?
What kind of foundation were you going to use for this? Was it just going to be a dirt foundation?
We were actually going to use, like, you know how they do the four concrete blocks on, like, span the entire house. Each way that you're going to span off a room, put another block on the
end
of it.
Jed, we can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates and listening options and Shrine of Female Listeners and more. We give it all away to you. freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne of SACL CAI wants to remind you to once a week share your favorite episode of Free Talk Live on Facebook or Twitter or whatever your social networking site is, G+, whatever it might be. And SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, has been for many years. SACL CAI.
We're talking about building codes, regulations, city governments coming in, telling people how to live, how to what they can put in their yards, and controlling the behavior and how you live your life on your own property. It really frustrates me, and I think that people should be left alone. If you want to live in a place where people can control one another, go ahead and get into a deed-restricted neighborhood, and then you can have all the battles that you want with your neighbors over at your little deed-restriction, what do they call them, the community association meetings or whatever. You go ahead and have your own little local government and go run for elections and try to pass controlling statutes on your neighbors. Have a blast with that. Just leave me and everybody else like Jed here in Wyoming alone. Jed wants to build his own log cabin there.
Put it up on blocks like an old Jeep.
In Casper, Wyoming, and they don't like the way you want to build this thing. You're saying you just want to basically bring some logs on a lot and build yourself a cabin. They're saying you got to have some crazy foundation thing going on.
Well, not only that, yeah. I mean, I understand how incredibly boring this must be for anybody that doesn't have to go through something that like this.
I think
but when
everybody
you talk
has.
About something like it and somebody is going through it, it's a passionate subject, you know,
oh, yeah.
Because you can't do your own thing on your own property kind of gig.
And I absolutely understand.
Yeah, I know. The basic thing is they want a certain amount, like the concrete pad that they have on there is not, like, able to sustain the structure that we want. And, you know, we've been living up on this thing on the mountain for a long, long time, and it's fine. And basically, and if you want to log things, if you want to create a log structure, they say that's fine, but what you have to do is create a like, you know how they in normal houses they make one wall and then they make another little thing where the insulation goes and then you put your sheetrock over it.
I think so.
Supposedly,
I mean,
that's how they do it. And you have to do that because the next resident might not be able to sustain a fire. I don't really know what their reason is. Probably just some ridiculous bureaucratic reason. But
get a house inspection before you buy a house so you know what you're getting into.
I would think that if anybody knew bought a log cabin, they would understand that the R factor of logs tends to be somewhere between 2 and 6, maybe 8.
That's the insulation rating.
Yeah, the insulation value of those logs isn't real high. And, I mean, you know.
But they're pretty. I like those log cabin looks. They're kind of pretty.
Well, he's going to build a rustic one.
Say again, Jed.
I said, the thing is, who cares? It's mine. I'm going to live there. So don't even worry about it kind of thing, you know?
So if you start building this cabin, they're going to come send men with guns to stop you.
Oh, they really will, too. This place is really looked at because we've tried to park our vehicles there from time to time. We even had a temporary electronic pole. Like, we thought, we'll buy this really nice motorhome. And then, because in wintertime, it's hard to get up here sometimes. Like, we have to wait till they plow it out. We can stay down from time to time. No, not the case. Look at that, and they will come and send people immediately.
Jed, good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks so much.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It never ends. And by the way,
now, when I was building my house, I'm not trying to build a log cabin sitting up on blocks or anything like that. I'm trying to build a real house, real foundations, the whole thing, exactly as they want it. But then you have to – they wanted this site plan, which is a $5,000 piece of paper.
Whoa.
And then you've got to get these permits to build, and you got to get the
variances.
That's
pretty sweet for the site plan guy, huh?
Yeah, and variances from, this government agency and then that government agency. And, in small towns, they meet once a month. And so, it took me several months just to get through their process in order to get a piece of paper to be able to build. I think I bought in
August. Didn't you just tell me a moment ago that I should move out to some small town? I mean, it doesn't sound that much worse than here in Keene.
When was the last time you built a house?
Never.
Okay.
That sounds pretty awful to me.
Well, I don't suggest building houses. Here's what you should do. If you want to build a house, first, you need to get acclimated. So take $10,000 and crumple up the bills and put them in a pile and set them on fire. Because then you'll get some small inkling as to what it's like to build a house. Because built a house for about $240,000 that's worth about $140,000 now.
Yeah, how many square feet is it?
Yeah, it's a whopping 800 square feet upstairs. There is another little room downstairs in the garage next to the utility room, but man, don't build. And unless you're going to build some shed like Jed is there and, try to live in that, that's, I suppose, not going to cost you too much. He's trying to do it on the cheap, but
who can blame him if it costs that much to do a real one?
And I got it cheap. I mean, the labor building my house, it
that's
was
true.
Friends of mine.
You're paying like $10 an hour.
$10 an hour or something. So I don't know what it would have been to build the palatial 800 square foot edge estate if I was actually paying people living wages.
Wow.
So, I mean, it doesn't get any easier when you are building the kind of houses they want. I wasn't going to build a house with bad wiring or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to live in it. My kid's going to live in it.
Right,
so,
you don't want it to burn down.
Right.
All right, 855-453. In other news, texting while walking is now a crime. At least if you live in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and it could be coming to a city near you. Because remember, these government bureaucrats, they like to eyeball what the other bureaucrats are doing around the country, and then, it's working in Fort Lee, let's try that here.
We could give people tickets.
We can
those tickets will be $100 a piece, and that will make it so that the police are working harder and paying for themselves more.
$85, actually, Mark, not $100. $85. If you are caught texting while walking, according to the chief of the Fort Lee
police. How many steps is walking?
They'll know when they see it. It's a big distraction, says the chief of the police, Thomas Rapoli. Pedestrians aren't watching where they're going, and they are not aware. Rapoli said the borough...
Sometimes it's true. I mean, they're walking into signposts and all kinds of stuff.
And that, I think, is punishment on its own.
I would concur with you completely.
Fully said the borough. Which
I'd like to get some video of it.
Home to approximately 35,000
residents. Wasn't there a lady who walked into, like, in a mall, was texting and, like, walked into a fountain?
Probably.
It was hilarious.
I don't know. What, did you see video of that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It says here he's the city or the borough has suffered three fatal pedestrian involved accidents this year. He hopes his crackdown doesn't say whether or not the accidents had anything
saving
to do
your
with
life,
texting.
Folks. $85 at a time.
He hopes that his crackdown on people who display dangerous behavior while walking will make his town safer. But not everyone is on board with the idea of issuing $85 tickets. Resident Sue Cho says, "When I walk, I still look around. I'm not like constantly looking down the whole time." Another woman complained about the tickets. She said they're a lot of money. Officers handed out pamphlets during a short grace period in March.
Hand out the pamphlets? I mean, if they see somebody walking while texting, hand them the pamphlet.
But that doesn't raise money for the police department. This isn't about changing
behavior. If it was actually about, you know, saving people in some way, shape, or form, then that's what they'd be worried about.
Right, exactly. This is about money. This is about cashing in, and it's about having an excuse to stop people on the street as well. I mean, maybe they don't do stop and frisks in Fort Lee like they do in Philly and New York City, where just being on the street is apparently enough justification for the police to stop you and frisk you and ask you questions. So maybe they can't get away with that, but now if they're going to ticket you for walking with a cell phone, then they're going to have to get your ID from you, then they're going to run your name, check for warrants. Just another excuse to stop people on the streets.
It's true.
And with so many people having smartphones these days, odds are good you're going to you're gonna be able to stop people left and right for this. 855-453, or people are going to start looking around for cops before they use their phone. 1-855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'll tell you more about their crackdown here on dangerous walkers, as they are called. On the way, you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Moments remain, but enough time for your call, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are there for you anytime you want them over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a list of things you can do there, like get a free bumper sticker or download flyers, print them out, or, for instance, you can get web graphics or even high-res logos and such. All of it is over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Nick is on the line in Illinois. Nick, you're on the amp lines. Hello there.
Hello. A couple years ago, I made one of my first calls, or possibly my first call to Free Talk Live, where I talked about an addition that was being put onto the house I live in. I'm in that room right now, actually. Mm-hmm. And the story I told was about how we had to get smoke detectors put in every bedroom of the house. But in addition to that, I have another story about property rights restriction. We were actually thinking of getting another new addition put on, like a place where a second family could live, because my brother and his family lived with us until a little while ago. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we would have the grandparents live out there.
Sure. And
this is what a lot of families are doing. I can't remember what the numbers were, but the amount of households in the United States has shrunk dramatically.
Because it makes sense for cost containment purposes to have people living together.
And,
right?
You know, and frankly, it makes sense for a lot of reasons. If you've got young children, it's really nice to have grandma around.
Yeah, it would be great. I get along great with my nephews. But anyway, ultimately, we couldn't do that, or at least chose not to, because it would have raised the property value, and that would have raised the property taxes. Mm. And there was also a whole bunch of other regulations that would have just made it a nightmare to do. So, and I really, I find it pretty amazing, to put it in the kindest way possible, that it's considered in any way legitimate to assess how much you pay for living on your own property based on how much other people think it's worth. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess, they're trying to figure out the value of the property. The municipality owns the property, your property. The municipality owns all land within its little borders. Now, I know that may come as a shock to people, but if it wasn't true, then you wouldn't have to pay them an annual rent in order to live on it. So all they're really doing is charging you the rent that they've come up with, which is, 10 millage points, 20 millage points, whatever that is, 1 or 2% of your property's value as they have
assessed. The millage is arbitrarily set, as is the value of the property.
What you're doing, Nick, is you're coming from the point of view that you own that property. And sadly, you're mistaken.
I recognize that. But as far as I'm aware, nothing like this kind of rental payment scheme is done anywhere in the private sector, is it?
The way that
there's condo associations,
well,
right?
When you look at property is always valued on how, you know, what the demand for it is, and that's what all value is trying to assess what demand is. So they're just charging you based on, I mean, you're their slave too. When you built that house, that became theirs. I mean, it was just a flat piece of land at one point, and then a person built it. You improved their property for you, and then they took the value upon it and charged it. I mean, it's a really sick way that only could be, it can only be described as slave labor. I mean, it's our serf labor. I don't really even know what to come up with.
Well, I hope that someday we can get enough property owners together in the same place to have a property tax revolt, because eventually if enough people ignore these government people, they're going to have to go away. They can't handle non-cooperation.
In the 1600s, the levelers movement had some success with the same sort of thing.
Really?
Yep.
I've not heard of this.
Well, you need to look these.
What happened
up
to them?
Well, at some point or another, they got some kind of,
they exterminated,
slow amount of success, and then
they got leveled.
You know, they went away. I mean, each generation has its own passions. You know, 100 years ago, Americans cared far more about freedom and liberty than they do today.
Yeah, what do they care about today? Television?
I don't know.
Pop culture?
Got to worship the military.
There's that too. Nick, any other thoughts? Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. 855-453. Jimmy is listening in Indy to WXNT. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was wondering, because a friend, my brother built a garage one time in Warren Township up here in Indianapolis, and he had it inspected by the city, and the city said he built it in 3 feet too close to the fire lane. He looked at the guy, and he said, "What the hell you want me to do, knock it down so I could rebuild it?"
Yep.
That's the kind of bureaucracy they got working.
He told them yes, right? Like, that's what they wanted him to do?
Yeah. Well, he said, "What do you want me to do? Knock down the garage and move it 3 feet out of the fire lane, which is a small alley."
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't. He said, "You know, why didn't you tell me that before I built it?"
Oh, and they made him do it, right? They made him knock it down?
No. He just left it the way it was. The guy signed it off.
Wow.
Oh, he got lucky.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes these things will happen. The city bureaucracy is just not willing to, you know, come down on somebody, and so they'll just sign off on it. It gets grandfathered in, and then, you know, if somebody else has to deal with the problem some point in the future.
Right.
Jimmy, anything else you want to share?
In the 80s, by the way.
Yeah, well, things haven't changed since then. They've gotten worse.
Well, we have property tax here, and it's ridiculous. I ran into a woman at a bar downtown, and she's pissed off. Excuse me.
That's all right.
She's mad at the governor because her property in Broad Ripple went up over $300.
Now, what is it that you're paying down there for property tax?
Well, a friend of mine, she's paying about $300 a month. My sister pays more than
that's
that.
That's a lot.
Because she's in Center Township. She pays up what's over $400. My brother over in Warren, I don't know what he makes. And I got a brother who lives up near Wanamaker, Indiana, which is in the corner of the county. He's bordered between Hancock and Marion County, and he pays to Wanamaker, so he may pay even less property tax.
I pay $500 a month here for a $200,000 house.
Really? It's every
crazy.
Six here.
You guys, do you have an income tax in Indiana?
Well, we got income tax everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we even have an inheritance tax, but we have a governor who's running named Greg against Pence here. And he wants to do away with the inheritance tax. There's a lot of governors who want to do away with that.
Yeah, well, they want a lot of things, right, when they're campaigning.
But
and
see,
all of a sudden,
when my mother passed away, we had to pay $5,000 to transport her body over to Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought this was what hearses were for.
I thought so. Well, that's what it was. Indiana charged him $5,000 for the hearse.
The whole death industry is a huge scam. They are really tied in with the government.
And the guy at the funeral home in Kentucky wanted us to pay the other. He said, "You go talk to Shirley Brothers. It cost me $5,000 to get her across Indiana."
It's a huge scam. I mean, they are, a lot of these funeral homes and these guys are tied in big time with the state. They're guaranteed business by the state. It's not like you know, grandma dies, you can't just go have a little funeral pyre in your backyard and take care of things. No, you've got to go through the state approved processes and pay through the nose.
One of the quotes I refer to
She wrote a story about that, I mean, a book on it in 1970s called The High Cost of Dying.
No doubt. Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Gotten higher. You can believe that.
Well, right, and that's just it. I mean, he was talking about his brother with the house and the 3 feet too close to the fire lane. This was back in the 80s. Things haven't gotten better. They're getting worse. And the longer
he's
time...
lucky he didn't have to tear the whole thing down and move it.
He is.
It's happened as many times as it hasn't.
Sure has. But it does keep getting worse because governments keep coming up with new rules, new guarantees to construction companies. That's what a lot of this stuff is. It's a guaranteed business to politically tied in construction organizations. You have to use this certain type of tie down for your roof in Florida, and only this one company sells these things. And there's a lot of business
as
being funneled by
these laws.
As I understand,
the Caterpillar equipment company was big into making the rules as far as putting in the drain leach fields and that kind of thing.
So they could come dig stuff out for folks?
So I hear. Well, I don't think they actually did it, but they sell the equipment to people who do it.
They rent it to, I would imagine, or companies buy it and then rent it.
Yeah.
They just keep getting more and more restrictive. The rules continue to be piled on. I mean, find me an area in which they've been rolling this stuff back. Find me a place in this country or anywhere where these regulations on building have been rolled back and it's been easier, made easier. It's very rare that you come across this. Maybe in smaller towns. Like, I think Wayne, who used to be on the show on Wednesday night, said that they got rid of zoning in his town or something like that. But
that'd be an incredible step.
Like, maybe in smaller towns, yeah, but in a larger, more urban area, no way. Too many people are making too much money within these construction
it's 10
businesses.
Steps forward, one step back. When it comes to zoning, I mean, for every one town that might get rid of zoning, I hesitate to say 10. There's 100 that have just instituted it in the same year, I'm sure.
Oh, by the way, on the texting while walking thing in Fort Lee, New Jersey, they've just started cracking down on this. $85 tickets are going out already. Over 117 tickets have been issued, and the city is now going aggressively after what they call dangerous walkers. The studies find that texters are 60% more likely to veer off of a straight line than non-texters. Yeah, so look for that one coming to a town near you. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.